Mazda's iActive all-wheel drive event is on. Get up to a $1,000 iActive all-wheel drive credit on select new models. Plus, Mazda's unlimited mileage warranty. Visit Mazda.ca for details.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
A mountainous welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and also Apple iTunes. And you know the deal. This is the place where you get those grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And so mountainous, that's a different salutation, isn't it? And I think you're wondering, where does that one come from, Carol Ann? Well, you're soon going to know. And I want to share with you the fascinating statistical set of research I did to prepare for today. Initially, I spent quite some time looking up the number of maybe aging parent or other relatives' homes that will be inherited in the U.S. and or Canada in coming years, and really did not find what I was precisely looking for, which is interesting by itself, because I was wanting to know the demographics and effects of what has to be a wide-ranging phenomenon where baby boomers especially will be the recipients of the homes in which they grew up, because their 1920s, 1930s era parents are passing away literally by the thousands daily and leaving these domiciles in various states of repair for their adult children to deal with, and emphasis on the deal in many cases. So largely that set of searches netted me some interesting facts, like Canada's baby boomers are slated to inherit over $750 billion in the next decade, according to our Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce, one of Canada's big five, or a $30 trillion wealth transfer that will occur in the U.S. In 2029, for example, the last baby boomer will have turned 65, the U.S. Census Bureau projects that there will still be over 61 million boomers, which is about 17.2% of the projected U.S. population. And they will continue to wield immense influence over every aspect of American society for at least another two decades. But then I went to myself, that's something that those of us in the know already know. Of course, it was good information for one of my other favorite themes about putting in place essential paperwork before it's too late. However, this was still not quite what I wanted, and it resulted in the tack of unearthing how many of those same parents then seemed to be moving into retirement and or assisted living facilities of various sorts. Now, that one did net a bit more. But ironically, it showed how many elders prefer to remain in their own homes. Okay, that one was my stubborn dad for sure. By the way, there was quite a lot about how millennials ought not to be counting their proverbial chickens before they hatch, because their baby boomer parents are often about spending what wealth they have while still on planet Earth. So where did all of that leave me is the question. Well, the answer came back to my own experiences. And you wonder why I keep emphasizing my lived reality? Because I simply find it so darn much more practical. And either way you slice it, I am certain not to be alone in this following scenario, even if yours takes a slightly different shape. For the first part, we need to go back to Monday, July 23rd, 2012. You don't even have to look it up on a calendar or be a date savant to know that that was the day precisely. And it was actually the day that I was submitting my first elder care book, Coping with Uncopable Parents, Loving Action for Elder Care, into the author center for the self-publisher that I was using at that time. It was a complicated technical process, and I needed my every bit of concentration. Leading up to that date, I was calling my father, I mean, apart from him calling me every 2 seconds, but I was also calling him regularly to check in on him because he was getting worse and worse in all aspects of his health. So I had that going on in the background. But then, I concentrated on the book. And once I got that done, some kind of spidey sense in me was saying, you're feeling like something is wrong here. You know, something unusual is going on. And I'm rather glad that I tested my intuition, because I had made friends on parental visits with a neighbor who long lived up the street from my folks. And so I called him and I said, you know, would you be ever so kind just to go down the street, few doors, and ring the doorbell and just see if my dad answers? That would allay my concerns greatly. He did so. My father, by the way, was not open to neighbors or interactions or anything. So gosh only knows what the man would have encountered if my father had answered the door, or if he said why he was there on my behest. But in either case, he kept ringing and looking and nobody answered. And so he reported that back to me. And so I thought, man. So we decided together that maybe the EMS or police or somebody needs to come around to check. Now, I was all designations for my dad in terms of power of attorney and so on. So I had the right to call. Took a lot of work to get the police to even come out and check on my elderly father. Good heavens. So anyway, well, we finally got that. My husband is a former police officer, so it may have helped that I had the language to say to them, you need to breach the front door and enter the house. You have my full permission. And indeed, that is where my father was found. He had passed out in a corridor downstairs. And luckily that I followed my intuition about all of this, because immediately EMS got to work and transported him to the hospital. Remember, throughout all of this show, I would regularly speak with my father. I would go for visits. We would go for visits. We were on top of it. We knew his exact living circumstances. Chosen people. And so when I went up there then to the house and obviously also the hospital visiting with my dad, I saw the damage for myself, but the neighbor was so kind as to have purchased a temporary lock to aid the front door before we could have proper people, you know, address it accordingly. But, coming in there on Tuesday, July the 24th, by myself and just seeing the whole thing, that also includes medical gloves carelessly strewn across the front hall and stuff. I'm just like, man, my stomach is not good at the best of times, but this would really be upsetting, is all I can tell folks. And if you actually want to look at what I encountered, you just have to go to Facebook for my Coping with Uncopable Parents presence, and you know, you're going to see for yourself in some pretty stark terms. So that's why I'm calling today's broadcast Selling the Parental Home, but it is subtitled Tackling a Mountain of Overwhelm Without Being Buried Alive. So let's stay tuned. There's more coming. You've heard just the tip of the iceberg. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes.
Baby boomers face many challenges, and sometimes you have to reinvent yourself in order to stay on top. Sharon Ball, nurse practitioner and Christian life and wellness coach, can help. Sharon has written a book called Reinventing Yourself Today, and it can help you through the pangs of changing the course of your life. Whether you are looking to stay on track with new goals, a sensible program to help you shed unwanted pounds, or a full kick-butt life reinvention, Sharon can work with you. Follow your passions and live each day according to your dreams, and free yourself from the expectations of others. Sharon comes from the heart and shares her own personal journey to reinvention with her clients. Other self-help books inspired her, but few gave her the steps to improve her life, so she created a plan that works. Stress no more. Let Sharon Ball open the door. Sign up for a complimentary life reinvention consultation today at tinyurl.com/get-started-for-free for more of what life has in store.
Sensitive, beautiful, feminine, and devotional. These are just some of the words to describe the art of male feminist artist Kimberly Berg. Creator of the website IsisRising.net, Mr. Berg's paintings are designed to inspire and awaken the ancient goddess within. He feels that artists have an important role to play in changing the patriarchal world we live in, with a unique ability to create a visual image that can inspire viewers to reinvent themselves. These feminine images create a visual connection to a woman's primal roots, her relationship to nature, and her goddess-based spirituality. Both men and women can benefit from a deeper respect and understanding of what it means to be a woman in attunement to her inner being. Go to IsisRising.net to view the works of male feminist artist Kimberly Berg and be inspired.
Welcome back, everyone, to today's show called Selling the Parental Home, but subtitled Tackling a Mountain of Overwhelm Without Being Buried Alive. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and just before our first pause, I was sharing with you from some of my own story, and I'm going to continue to do that, because there is plenty more to come. All I'm going to say is, are you ready for it? Because I'm going to be pretty open, candid, and clear, and sometimes raw, so prepare yourself. And in this next segment, I want to introduce a team without whom I honestly believe I would not have survived the grueling elder care chapter called Selling the Parental Home Without Losing Your Marbles. I am not even kidding you. And so let's just go to 4 days since my father was hospitalized on July 23rd, 2012. And there I was, honestly, wearing the black sweatpants, comfy t-shirt, and rock solid shoes that became my cleaning uniform, but of course always adorned with beautiful earrings to cheer me up. But seriously, the pristine medical gloves that were left over from my mother's in-home care that were donned that morning were already grime-ridden well before noon. And it was under those circumstances that I met another savior. And I refer to the extreme cleaning company owner I hired to help with, frankly, the filthiness my father had devastatingly allowed my childhood home to become. Yes, that is the name of the profession. You can Google it. In shell shock, not because of the household I'd vainly tried to move the needle on for months, if not years, but because of my father's collapse, I walked Taylor through the morass left in his wake, and he barely blinked an eye. Personally, I gulped. I could not believe how unfazed he was. After he left to render his quotation, I felt immeasurably reassured. And so through that arduous summer of 2012, without air conditioning, he and his team and I fell into a rhythmic pattern. I would slave, hour after hour, alone in that stale environment with only my favorite radio station blaring to keep me company. And after what felt like a no end in sight set of weekends, I'd arrange for the team to then join me for two sets of business days. How relieving, I can tell you, it was when they willingly arrived, and not just because they were being paid. Yes, it's true. Honest friends offered on numerous occasions to accompany me, but I felt this was a harrowing task I actually needed to perform solo to heal my past. So after only the first round, five highly competent adults collaborating side by side, measurable progress was made, and I couldn't believe how much better the place looked, smelled, and felt after just our first cleaning bout. But I have to warn you about these extreme cleaners. You'd best be prepared for their efficiency as well as their effectiveness, but in a good way. What happens is that you need to become kind of like Command Central, and even while you sift and sort, you will be called upon to answer what can feel like a million and one questions about what goes where. So get organized is my first tip. As a result, by the time we reached Labor Day weekend that year, I was astounded over the transformation in my dad's home, because a once park-like backyard was cleared of debris. The front yard was at least restored to respectability, so I wasn't quite so ashamed of its street appearance. Because in 2010, the year my mom passed, I'd been able to stay on top of the unruly weeding through hours that turned into days on hands and knees. And my dad, in fact, lovingly tended the annuals that we planted together between visits. But by 2012, the unsightly lawn, kind of creeping growth more than anything else, had sprouted beyond even my one-person energy. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, lawn care companies, Carol Ann, my father would never have entertained anything like it. But with the efforts of this team, inside, beautiful parquet and hardwood flooring that had not been unmasked since the 1970s was revealed in all its splendor, and whole rooms were restored to their best. So I can honestly say, if it weren't for the accompaniment of these four humane beings and other supportive players around them at various points, I honestly don't know how I would have survived the tortured grind of cleansing my father's property, indoors and out. And so that leads right into one really important mindset shift that is called for in all of this. And so we're going to start in on this, at least before we take another breather. And it's called, when are you going to release the myth about not allowing others to see the skeletons in your closet? This one is a hard one for me, folks, but you know, I've got to say these things. In hindsight, I really needn't have been so horrified over letting the extreme team see the interior of my father's situation, because the owner long ago assured me that this was nowhere as bad as what they've seen. I still was skeptical, but I can really recognize an askance reaction that happened on the night of my mother's passing. She passed at home. So here I was, returning from an exhausting business trip. I'd barely laid down for a nap when my father's number called with a police constable at the other end of the line. What? She brought my shaken dad to the phone, and he started to say, I regret to inform you, Carol Ann. But you know, he didn't have to finish the sentence. The coroner had departed just before I got there, and immediately the frenzied search to locate a tattered Yellow Pages book began. No, the man did not have internet access. And so if you can imagine in today's era, all I can say is Eureka, the name of the provider I was searching for, jumped out. Thank you, angels, because my dad was having a conniption fit over carting my mom's body out from under his rule. And you just try to keep your unculpable parent composed, all the while explaining why mommy cannot stay, so to speak, in the house overnight. I'm relieved to report that I was treated with utmost courtesy, and I placed that dreaded funeral home call and was helpfully guided. But then it was like hurry up and wait for the representatives to arrive with the hearse. So let's just pause the story there. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Intergenerational programming is uniting America due to the tireless efforts of Dr. Ramona Frischman. Retired from the Miami-Dade County Public School System, Dr. Frischman continues to develop intergenerational learning programs aimed to improve the lives of children, young adults, and seniors through unique strategies and public policy in order to establish a mutually supportive agenda. She views intergenerational programs as a resource for policymakers and the general public on economic, social, and personal initiatives that govern our society. Her work bridges the generational gap, providing many individuals the opportunity to explore areas of common ground and celebrate each other's diversity. Contact Ramona Frischman at ramonalong@aol.com or visit www.gu.org to learn more about intergenerational programming.
Dr. RC will share extraordinary resources and services that promote educational success as well as making a difference in the lives of all social workers as well as the lives of children, adolescents, and teens of today. She will have open discussions addressing many of the issues that we face about our youth and how being employed in the uniquely skilled profession of social work for over 18 years has taught invaluable lessons through her personal experiences. She will also provide real-life facts, examples, and personal stories that will confirm that why serving as a child advocate is extremely beneficial when addressing the needs of the whole child. Listen live Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network and tune in radio as Dr. RC will provide thought-provoking information that will empower, encourage, and strengthen students, families, and communities across our nation. You can also visit her at soarwithkatie.com.
So glad that you are with us today for a very important show about tackling a mountain of parental home overwhelm without being buried alive. And we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. And just before that pause, I was sharing one of the mindsets that's so vital here about when are you going to release the myth about not allowing others to see the skeletons in your closet. And I just left off where we were now waiting, my husband and I, for the funeral home representatives to arrive to, you know, handle, so to speak, my mom who had passed away earlier that day. And we were just anticipating the hearse. And that's when the critical moment occurred. Ringing of the extra loud doorbell was heightened by kind of like this creepy silence. And by now, it of course was nightfall. And so two very appropriately dark suited gentlemen were standing in the doorway and oh so respectful, hushed tones obliquely inquired where my mother is, ready to trolley the body bag ever so discreetly down the corridor leading to the bedroom. All very proper except for the furtive glance around the front hall by one of the supposedly skilled professionals. And I'm certain no one else observed his ever so slightly raised eyebrow, but that's what counts, because in the nanosecond it all took, I could vividly see him scanning a card table littered with all manner of paperwork, a frayed plastic rocking chair, garden tools in active use, and my father's infamous Pepsi cases, which we'd recently stocked up. And my mother's attempts at making a tasteful home had long ago been pillaged by his stuff. I further detected a fleeting up and down look directed squarely my way as capital T, the capital D daughter. How irresponsible are you? And how could you allow this? Were etched across every crevice of his judgmental face. And you know what? Today, I would have loved to scream back, how dare you? Do I look like somebody that you have the right to condemn? Because if you believe you do, you have another thing coming, mister. And it's why I use the term handling for my mother's treatment. I must describe the transporters, because I actually believe that's their official title, as clinical. Little to no heart energy was demonstrated, and how ironic I say that is, given their role. Now, I use this example to perfectly illustrate how mortifying all of this was to endure, because if there were ever an instance of being forced to let others see the skeletons in your closet or front hall, this was it. More than once, I've shared this example with my coaching clients, and I do so to support them in understanding there is pretty much nothing I haven't seen either growing up or later in life. And as a human being who lived this intense embarrassment, as a coach who has such compassion for downtrodden sandwich generation caregivers, I can guarantee you that it's okay to show me your warts and all, because I certainly do, and neither of us will flinch. So we're still in the mindsets that it takes to really navigate the sale of a parental home. It's not just as simple as putting a for sale sign on the property, not when you are dealing with an uncopable parent, which is the matter here. And so that leads us right into the next mindset, which is eating the elephant of bringing order to the home one bite at a time. And I'm sure that given what I've already shared about working with the extreme cleaning team, it's not difficult to reinforce how necessary it is to chunk down that mountain that you will be dealing with. This is especially important if you're confronting what I call a hoarders on steroids scenario. While my dad had more vim and vigor years before, his famous hollered line was, "Don't touch my stuff," and it would have scared away anyone with less pluck. I remain undaunted. As his stacks of papers and objects and cleaning and sorting and stuff accumulated beyond his capacity to deal with at a snail's pace, that was snail, he allowed me to have increasing access into the farthest reaches of the recreation room where he basically cloistered himself. And like a general strategically executing an intricate battle campaign, I stealthily encroached on his territory. I do have to laugh because I remember how hard it was to prevail, but despite all of his protests, out came the vacuum cleaner during those little portions of the floor that I could possibly clean up, or top, you know, desk surfaces that I could dust or something. But anyway, I came to therefore measure progress in inches or maybe millimeters. Even a small corner of a table cleared was great cause for jubilant celebration. And these are the same parameters I encourage you to use when preparing the family home for sale. Now, as part of that, I want to also reference from my second elder care book, Coping with Uncopable Systems, Advocacy for Elder Care, a wonderful chapter by a downsizing specialist that she called Legacy or Albatross. And she basically just talks about when you then are inheriting all of these parental homes and objects and stuff like that, it can be so very easy for what was originally intended to be a legacy passed down through the generations to turn into an albatross. And she does refer to the massive wingspan of that bird, but as well as a deadweight or burden that one must carry. And certainly dealing with a home like the condition of my father's was far more an albatross when I started than a legacy by any stretch. And so she just talks about, if I had a dollar for every time I hear phrases like, "I'm not ready to downsize, I'll call you when I'm ready," from older individuals, when they find out what she does for a living, she would be a very rich woman. And yet these same individuals who claim to be unready become urgently ready when the time is conveniently right. And just you know, just at the point of a major fall or a sickness or diagnosis of a cognitive disorder, maybe hospitalization or death, now they're finally ready to face the daunting task of downsizing. And so what usually happens is that they're not ready emotionally, physically, or otherwise to handle the task. And so the burden gets placed on family members or loved ones, those who are dealing with the crisis itself. On that note, we're just going to breathe here and say that we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
Have you ever wondered why some children recover from their symptoms of autism while others never seem to get any better? After 13 years of research, Karen Thomas has recovered her own son from his symptoms of autism naturally. She now shares how she did it with you in her free webinar so that you can have the right resources and knowledge to help your child. The definition of recovery is to regain health. Karen offers this to you in four stages: healing the gut, natural heavy metal detoxification, balancing the co-infections of autism, brain support, and repair. Register now for this free webinar to help you know what you can do to help your child to sleep better, be more calm, improve focus, and reach their fullest potential to live a happy, healthy life. Go to naturallyrecoveringautism.com/free workshop, empowering parents with the resources to naturally recover autism from a mom who's done it. Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality? But it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating. Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. Yeah, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
So, are you still hanging tight for our show today? I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is The Conscious Caregiver, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. And under this banner of selling the parental home or how to tackle a mountain of overwhelm without being buried alive, we've already talked about my own story at quite some length. We've been then talking about the support that you, who are a child of an uncopable parent who refuses to leave the family home while everything declines all around them, then know that there are people who can provide distinct help in the form of extreme cleaners. And I shared how poignant it was for me to have Taylor and his team assist me in such wonderful ways. We were also just sharing before the pause about the downsizing mindset of eating the elephant and bringing order to the parental home, truly one bite at a time. Distinctions between legacy, like the things you inherit, and when they become an albatross was a little bit of what I shared. And if you want to even hear more about the legacy versus albatross, I have done a show under Bold Brave Media's banner on that subject, as well as I've had on a downsizing expert whose theme was why more is less. So I will remind us of the archives later in the show, and those might be some places where you can turn for some additional insight. But what I thank you for right now is being able to hear the unvarnished truth about what really went on there. I think this is probably the most extensive that I have ever spoken of this, per se. I've written about it, et cetera, but actually speaking it into a microphone with you today, I want you to know that this is an important thing for me too. and I'm doing it in your service. So carrying on in that place, I next want to tackle a profession toward which I have actually tons to say and will probably not be able to void my truth entirely within this next hour, next short set of minutes that are available to us. And the profession is ... real estate. I apologize in advance to all agents who are trustworthy, credible, and service-oriented. Unfortunately, I cannot say that has been my general encounter. And so I'm here today to let the proverbial cat out of the bag, because you've already been hearing, if you've been with us at the top of the hour, the circumstances under which I was dealing in July and August of 2012. And all of those were leading up toward eventually putting that proverbial for sale sign on the lawn, right? So this experience, I call it the package episode. And it really quite fully encapsulates much of the horror I experienced at the hands of the very professionals who, in my mind, should be alleviating your burden during that last intense task of selling the parental home. And she both knew what a crescendo of crankiness I was at when we met up. And so she knew it wouldn't have taken much to push me over the edge with only, you know, 2 or 3 weeks since my father's passing when we put his property on the market. Anyways, a mere month or so after the for sale sign was posted, I was just starting to breathe a sigh of relief that maybe, just maybe, the end was in sight. Maybe regarding the plate full of responsibilities I'd been carrying literally for years. I was saying to myself, oh, soon it will be sold and I can be done with this excruciating chapter of my life, because the house did meet the location, location, location criterion. And so I thought, oh, I'm about to be released. Ah, the coming salvation. I could almost taste it. Okay, what kind of deluded bubble was I living in? Instead, I received the first of an exponentially climbing series of panicked emails about UPS and FedEx packages being dropped at my father's doorstep, and they were addressed to an entirely different person. What? To their credit, the real estate team regularly visited the vacant property to maintain a watched presence, so I thank them for that. And that's how the main agent was actually there to catch one of the deliveries. Wisely, she placed it inside the home for safekeeping, but when she returned later in the day, there was a handwritten note on the door indicating the individual on the address, my dad's correct number, but not his name, would be by to pick the boxes. Just leave them by the front door, and she even had the foresight to copy the note. But then she next thought better of it and transported the boxes to their offices. I think this was good in case there was, you know, dangerous contents inside, and she didn't want to risk them being stored within my father's residence. So she posted her own note on the front door to have the individual come to their offices, not far away, but with ID, this is important, to sign for and retrieve the packages. Smart. And that's when the plan fell apart at the seams. My agent had left explicit instructions for the day and night shift staff to, under no circumstances, release those boxes without the proper protocol being followed. So, what do you think happened? Yep. The evening front desk clerk promptly turned over the boxes without paying an iota of attention to the clearly worded directions. It's not a stretch for those who know me that I could have blown a gasket. In case you're thinking I'm overreacting, think again. This matter ultimately reached such a crisis that two agents spent an afternoon at the local police station documenting the whole matter with the on-duty sergeant. I crafted my own letter validating the facts so it could be used in a court of law, had it come to that, just so as to be able to nab this fraudulent individual. Turning over the packages without even a signature meant that we lost all the power of evidence in one fell swoop, and the implications were enormous. So as the plot thickened, we learned that I wasn't the victim. No, the poor man whose name was being dishonorably used suffered identity theft, and so my compassion goes out to him. I do pray that his horror came to a peaceful close. But in the aftermath of the administrator's carelessness, I implored the broker who owns the firm to please at least sternly reprimand his clerk. He did not. If anything, he refused to acknowledge what the big deal is. Quote, well, I don't know about you, but I've long ago lost track of the people in my circles, and that includes me, who have been fired for jobs for a whole lot less. I was not asking for an employment termination, but a very serious conversation about her damaging actions so the same situation would never happen to someone else. So I continue to hope something was learned, like the need for improved office communication. Either way, you've likely heard that one unsatisfied customer on average tells how many people of their displeasure? The answer is 10. Well, in my lifetime, I plan to sell and buy many more properties than my father's. And so in my network, how many baby boomers do you think I know who will be divesting of parental properties given an expanding senior population? Plenty of them, per my research earlier. What do you think I'll be saying? Well, what I'm doing with the audience at this radio show as well. So thank you for hearing that story. We have some more to share about what I want to say to the profession, but just right now, we're due for a bit of a pause to let you breathe. So this is The Conscious Caregiver. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Master of words, powerful player. What life-changing words can Dr. Janet Smith Warfield pull out of her magical toolbox that just might mysteriously open a door you never knew was there? A door to free yourself from fear forever. Transform your rage into right action. Release your guilt. Position you into a life of freedom, purpose, passion, power, and peace. All quite suddenly, unexpectedly, and almost miraculously, with no effort on your part. Join Dr. Janet every Monday at noon Eastern on Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom on the BBM Global Network as she and her guests show you how words map our experiences, immersing you in a sound bath that relaxes your muscles, opens your mind, and supports you in co-creating your extraordinary life. Tune into It's All About You with host Dr. Martha Latz, a lively weekly broadcast on BBM Global Network, one of the most empowering shows for time-starved, overscheduled multitaskers. The professional expertise of Dr. Latz is directly available live every Thursday at 1 p.m. to answer and address concerns about relationships, life transitions of career, meeting, dating, and committed relationships. It's All About You with Dr. Latz will expand your understanding of current concerns across your relationships by broadening and expanding possible solutions in developing skills for mutually desired outcomes. Dr. Martha's expertise is as a licensed marriage and family therapist, life, transition coach, and all things to do with communication at work, home, and with friends. Check out her website at auniquetherapycenter.com.
I ask, are you still hanging in there with all of this information and stories on today's show, Selling the Parental Home? I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is The Conscious Caregiver. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. And in this last segment, we were forging from downsizing mindsets into a profession that I, as you can obviously tell, have some distinct opinions about, based again on my lived experiences. And I was just sharing the package episode before that pause. Admittedly, again, it will be in unusual circumstances, or I certainly hope so. However, any caregiver that is out there hearing these experiences and stories are like, buyer beware, okay? That's why I am pointing out these real experiences so that you will not encounter them, or you will know to what to do if you ever run into such horrific kinds of circumstances. Anyway, I want to carry on with what I have to say with the real estate profession, and that is my number one comment to all agents. Please bring me solutions, not problems. You know, let's talk about snow shoveling, for example, so that my dad's property remains safe plus accessible for viewings. Because as much as we, I think, finally put it on the market later into September of that year. It did not sell like the paperwork till about maybe February, March of the following year. And then I know that mid-April 2013 was when I turned the keys and the locks for the last time and all was complete. But I'm saying we went through the rest of the fall and into winter, and so snow shoveling became necessary for viewings. And instead of trying to foist those arrangements upon an already overwhelmed client, which they attempted to do, Caroline, can you set that up, please? Do you want to know how I would have really handled this winter reality if I were a real estate professional? Well, number one, I would proactively partner with companies that reliably provide such service. Number two, I would offer to call them myself, because I'll bet if that woman or man is anything like me, like a caregiver, they'd have answered a grateful yes. Where do I sign and how much will it cost would have been my only response. So what about the customer who doesn't want to pay is a valid retort. But then we come to number three suggestion. Have other alternatives in your back pocket. In other words, think ahead. Now, in the interest of accuracy, I must state that my representative did travel with sundry supplies in her vehicle so as to be ready for showings. Showings occurred only, of course, after the home was at least presentable to that first level, which was quite a lot. However, I find such a practice, when I look back on it, as simply standard procedure. Personally, my thought is that far more above and beyond will be called for in the coming years, because I am sure that at least our Greater Toronto Area and many more metropolitan settings have more than enough agents to handle the glut of circa mid-century inherited homes that we baby boomers will never return to, like to live ourselves, maybe even too many, because there's going to be a glut. And I've got to say, if you cannot be organized, proactive, and communicative, I will absolutely take my business down the street. Because do you know how many times I rendered clear instructions about the treatment of chattels, for example? I'm a process-oriented person. And so why was I asked the same question multiple times about matters that we'd already clarified? That's my question. Now, there's a terribly humorous story in here, but I'm just going to bottom line it till I make my final point. And you know how a basket of flowers, or perhaps a basket that contains a bottle of wine, is like the standard operating procedure for the gift that you receive after you have placed through commissions thousands of dollars into their coffers? Well, Caroline, being a little outside the box, that was not the gift I ultimately netted. It took a lot, but I actually received what I wanted. Frankly, a gift certificate to buy myself some jewelry, which would have been the equivalent amount that they probably would have spent on flowers, just to put it into context. So if I'm recording my voice on air right now and I'm giving you this hint that you don't have to accept the standard gift, then I will accept the onslaught from all real estate agents for whom I have now opened up a can of worms. Anyway. Seriously, my story here is intended to leave a lingering message. In an increasingly crowded realty marketplace, we baby boomers will no longer stand for outworn service excuses. We constitute a demographic force to be reckoned with. And if you, the real estate agencies, don't find a way to differentiate yourselves, then plan on being out of business. So I think therein ends the lecture there. But again, there was a great show in the archives about how to have it not be a business, numbers and money for realtors, but instead it's about people, caring, and relationships. So with that said, you've heard a lot. When we come back into our last segment, we'll be talking about some lessons learned and some other people's stories, not just always my own. And that should probably take us to the top of the hour. But either way, I hope you have added to your toolkit some really all important mindsets, as well as some practical strategies of resources that can be of help to you, as well as professions when you have to deal with them. Because, tell you something, the good and the bad examples are well cast in my long-term memory, and you can see with this show that I am committed to making sure that you never encounter the kinds of anguish that I did. It's my reason for being. Now, this is The Conscious Caregiver. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and stay with us, folks.
Mike Zorick, a three-time California state champion in Greco-Roman wrestling at 114 pounds. Mike, blind since birth, was born in Hartford, Connecticut. He was a six-time national placer, including 2 seconds, two-thirds, and two-fourths. He also won the Veterans Folkstyle Wrestling twice at 152 pounds. In all these tournaments, he was the only blind competitor. Nancy Zorick, a creative spirit whose talents have taken her to the stage and into galleries and exhibitions in several states. Her father, a commercial artist who shared his instruments with his daughter and helped her fine-tune her natural abilities, influenced her decision to follow in his footsteps. Ms. Zorick has enjoyed a fruitful career doing what she loves. Listen Saturday mornings at 12 Eastern for the Nancy and Mike Show for heartwarming stories and interesting talk on the BBM Global Network.
Certified professional coach Pamela Reeves can help you with your relationships. Motivational and image coaching are just some of the ways she can help you enhance all aspects of your life. Her book, Is It Love or Merely a Sick Attachment?, helps readers clearly distinguish healthy, loving relationships from toxic ones. Ms. Reeves has put her words into action through Ray of Hope Kenya, an international initiative that provides outreach to victims of abusive relationships there with the goal of helping them rebuild their lives and the tools to avoid abuse. Ms. Reeves operates various businesses interest through her umbrella network, Nella LLC, and credits her success to her diverse work experience. Whatever your goals, whether striking a balance, reinventing your image, or simply lifting your lifestyle, Pamela Reeves will help you achieve them. Your life, your call. Dial 410-902-5715 or email Pamela at pamrego1@verizon.net. She's also on the web at pamreeves.com and on Twitter at Pamela_Reeves.
Coming down the home stretch today for selling the parental or family home, tackling a mountain of overwhelm without being buried alive, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. So with our last few minutes together today, I say, how's that with a few? Lots has been covered during this broadcast, and I'm going to encourage you in several inquiries, which are namely these. Number one, what are you now committed to doing right away as a core member of this show's Baby Boomer audience to handle your own stuff so as to make it easier on your children and grandchildren when your time comes? Number two, what are 1 to 2 actions you need to take regarding your aging parents to get them activated to keep clearing their decades of accumulation? Because bottom line, I'm striving to, again, make sure that you do not encounter anything close to the toxic nightmare I encountered both at my parents' hands as well as at society's hands, like the real estate examples I cited. And just so that this does not entirely end with Carol Ann's often toxic litany, I mean, these are experiences that others have had, and I am now teaching folks a few things, that it's a process, it ain't over till it's over, and there will be an upcoming show about coping with uncopable siblings, because that dynamic really crinkles even just this particular topic tremendously. Others in my circles have a father like mine, so they know. Their own family move across the country to be close to children and grandchildren had this baby boomer couple clear out many of their possessions. Wasn't just because of moving cross country, but also because They want to indeed make it easier for their own family members. And then I think about a very dear friend who had to clear 3 to 4 homes. Now, I don't think any of them were as bad as what I described with you, but she had to do this in less than 1 year. So these are the realities of what we are going to encounter given the demographics of an aging society. And so if you think that this will never happen to you, as I say, think again. And that's why my plea to my peers is to start to handle this stuff now. Like the author of our Legacy and Albatross chapter from Coping with Uncopable Systems, Advocacy for Elder Care. With my last few minutes today, I'm also going to again reinforce that I could not do all of this alone. And so that's what contributed to my now being obviously an elder care coach, author and speaker and radio host. And so I can only urge you to sign up for a confidential readiness session to see how I can help. And you can find that at copingwithuncopableparents.com. And you'll find there booking my readiness session in many places, copingwithuncopableparents.com, or even by sending an email to carolann@carolannhamilton.com. I hope that in sharing so vividly and rawly my own, trauma, skeletons in the closet, there is nothing I have not heard, folks. So I can only encourage you to do that. Of course, if you want to catch some missed programs, there are always my archives under boldbravemedia.com/shows/the-conscious-caregiver. That's at boldbravemedia.com. And you can find me under self-help or under health. We have some interesting upcoming shows about releasing trauma through sound healing, for example. So stay tuned, but you know how I sign off for the time being. You've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? And we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. Until next time.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
Mazda's iActive all-wheel drive event is on. Get up to a $1,000 iActive all-wheel drive credit on select new models. Plus, Mazda's unlimited mileage warranty. Visit Mazda.ca for details.
The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with 3-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.